on the live line, Santa Rosa City Council member Julie Combs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Pat.
Always glad
to have me on.
Always glad to have you here. And so yesterday, an interesting choice of location for the city council meeting to talk about the budget at the Bennett Valley Golf Course.
Well, we have meeting space at Legends. Golf Course.
Yeah.
And, you know, we often held those meetings at the Hyatt, which burnt down.
Yes. Yes,
so
indeed.
So it makes a lot of sense for us to use facilities that we have as a city, the public facilities.
And while, of course, you know, while this budget issue is looming and this $7 million deficit, I know that your aim must, and the council's aim must be to do whatever you can to avoid severe cuts, whether it's about staffing or services.
Well, of course, you know, we want to take reasonable measures, but we already had a tight budget. We didn't have a lot of surplus, anything in our budget. And we've now had a major disaster in our community that has caused us to use our reserves, which is what they were there for.
Exactly.
But, you know, when we now have like $19 million out of our reserve fund that we used for the disaster, we need to start paying that back in a way that doesn't hurt our economy or hurt the rest of our city. But we need to be prepared for, God forbid, the next disaster.
Well, we know there's going to be one in some way, shape, or form to some degree.
It's why we have a reserve. And let me say, as a city, we were so much better off than many other cities in California that don't have the level of reserves we had available. But it means we have to figure out how we're going to move forward with a deficit and rebuild the reserves and provide services. So,
oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to recover from the disaster, and we have a homeless issue to solve, and we have housing services that we need to provide. So we've got a lot on our plate. We had to talk about, you know, where were we going to make the ask of our residents with regard to, can we offer services maybe a little more slowly than we've offered them, or can we offer the services in a different way? How uncomfortable is it going to be if we have to set up some kind of outside partnerships with other municipalities so that we're not spending the money providing the services here?
Would it be fair to say, Julie, that the efforts that you're making to sort of cut and carve, you know, to a degree that will least impact our community members, and even in that effort, that it is going to take something more drastic to make up that for that deficit, and that those possibilities, including a sales tax increase and that housing bond?
I think we are going to be, well, first, we're going to be having that conversation on Tuesday at the council meeting, and I hope your listeners will participate.
Yeah.
Will contact us about what their opinions are. Most people are stretched as far as they can be in this disaster, just like our city is. It's very hard to make a quarter-cent sales tax ask right now. But if we don't do something for the next 5 years, it will be very difficult to maintain the level of services, fix the roads, provide housing and homeless services, and do all the other things that a government has to do, public safety-wise, infrastructure. So we will be talking in more detail, but we needed the briefing yesterday to fully understand the extent of the deficit.
Yeah.
And what services we're mandated to provide by the state and federal government, what services we feel our core services as a city should be providing. You know, everybody looks around and says, where can we cut more? But in 08, we'd already cut pretty significantly. And not all the departments had ever recovered from that set of cuts. So, yes, we're going to be seriously discussing a quarter-cent sales tax. And as you know, I strongly support that we have a housing bond so that we can have that job stimulus housing package come forward and keep our residents here.
And with regard to that housing bond, I know that there has been, Julie, polling done, trying to figure out what the community, what the city will bear, what the taxpayers will bear. Where does that number stand right now in terms of what you've been able to find out from these polls?
We've been looking at a range between, you know, it's a parcel, it's related to a parcel tax. So it's a number between $19 and $49 per $100,000 of value.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, for, you know, 49 is way too high. We just can't do it. 19 doesn't give us enough money to really stimulate the housing construction and the jobs that we want to stimulate. So some number probably between 29 and 39 is the sweet spot. And we'll be discussing that also on Tuesday. And again, I hope your listeners will talk about they are and what they think.
We'll be paying attention. There's no doubt about it. One more question for you before we go. Julie, is there anything you want to tell us this morning about perhaps some of your future plans? Could it involve a seat on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors? Pardon me?
I promised Steve Jackson he would be the person who I told first, so I apologize, Pat, but
that's all right.
I will be revealing any further information to Steve. But thank you very much for asking.
Okay, very good. And we will talk to you soon and probably after next week's meeting. That is Julie Combs from the Santa Rosa City Council. Okay, there's only one answer to all of this. I got to get some wine on the morning show because it's got to be the wine, right? Pushes people over the edge saying, yeah, we'll talk about that on your show, Steve.